Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chord. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is another dope show. We're going to switch it up a little. We're going to be talking politics today.
Oh, Matthew Law.
I'm back for another dope show. We're talking politics today. The Mathis.
Master Bruce Lee once said, "Empty your mind. Be formless. Be shapeless, like water. You put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. Put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. See, water can flow, creep, drip, or crash. So, be water, my friends." I need income to come in at my disposal. Without involving the precinct, facing indecent proposals. My motions going global, but only staying local. I be myself, not where they think that I'm supposed to. I put it down without a coaster and hopes to leave a mark on this world like a Jay in them loafers. And underground is strictly what I go for. See, I get fed from the culture. So fuck a chicken and a roaster. When I step up to the plate.
Oh, I'm up live.
Yeah, we back. We're going to be talking politics today. We got my special guest, Kathy DeMathis, the former gubernatorial candidate for the governor of Delaware, on the line. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. So
okay,
give us a little background on you. Give us a little background on you and tell you how you got into politics and everything and what's your
Well, I always knew that I was going to run. Like ever since I was a little girl, I knew it. And I had said to my husband for years that I was going to run, and he was like, "No, I don't want you doing that. Politics is a dirty game." And when I was writing last year in my journal, I knew I was going to do it. Like I felt it, and but I honestly didn't think I was going to do it when I did it. I'm glad that I did because now I have like a baseline. I understand a little bit more about how everything is done and how everything works. So it's giving me a background that in the event that I do decide to do it again, which at this particular stage I'm still formulating everything, but or reeling from everything, shall I say. But it gave me a good background as to what I need to do to be able to move forward. As an independent, you don't have the same you just don't have the media attention that the two primary parties have. So knowing that in so many aspects of our lives that we're moving towards independence, it just makes sense for me to keep pushing this narrative and to shed more light on independence, especially like in the music industry. What you guys are independent, I would assume, correct?
Yeah, we have moved to independency because of the big corporations. Yeah, we have moved to independence on our own, learning to own our own, you know what I'm saying, and establish. Social media has been our biggest influence on us. So thank God for social media because we no longer have to go to the record companies to put out music anymore. So majority of people are independent.
So I believe this is why, and I'm a spiritual person, so I'm going to say God because that is for me, you know, what I truly believe. And when I journal and when I write, like I write my own music and things like that, and I always feel like that comes from God. And I feel like there's a reason for this, like there's a reason for this independence. And because realistically, and I know with record companies and stuff like that, you guys, as the producers, you made all this stuff, but then the record company basically takes a hold of you and then tells you what you can do, what you can't do, and you lose all your you lose your ability to be able to create. You're creating something for them instead of creating what's coming out of your soul. And I think with the politics end of this, you know, what I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in these next 4 years, but I do know as more of that swing of independence starts to come on out, I feel the voice of politics inside the independent parties are going to gain a stronger voice as the reality hits that we need to have our independence. We need to be able to, we all have a voice and we all should have a voice. And I mean, being in Delaware where this president-elect does live, it's not like Delaware is a small state where things don't get around. So it's it's almost a little hypocrisy that this particular person, you know, is, because not that the other one wasn't a good, we didn't have any good choices either. Again, we didn't have good choices last election. We didn't really have good choices this time around. And, you know, knowing what happens inside the two parties and knowing what happened in my own campaign, I literally had my my business accounts, the banks shut me down here. It was very difficult to even open up a open up an election account. And my account was only open for 1 month and a string got pulled. So I have to wonder why. And I know who wrote the business laws here in Delaware to bring those banks to this state. So when I, you know, when I look at everything and I see the hold that these two parties have had, it makes it extremely difficult for any third parties to try to come up, because they pull strings to shut everybody down. So this to me is what I think, you know, needs to be addressed, because according to our Constitution, everybody should have the right to be able to run for office, and that is not what is happening.
So what does the independent party do, and what is the independent, what kind of policies are y'all trying to push as an independent party? So give us a little background on
Well,
that.
I can, in the independent party, you're each individual campaign has their own, they have an autonomy, which basically means the party does not tell them what their platform is. So each individual candidate who runs under that ticket runs based upon what they believe in, like what their principles are. So I can only speak what mine were. And I am a cannabis advocate. I do believe that the plant needs to be completely free. I don't believe the government has any right to do anything or to hold business licenses over people's, charging $15,000 for a business license for a plant that you can grow in your backyard. You know, like it just doesn't make any sense. So that was one of the things that I was standing on. Prison reform was something else that was really, really important to me. The more I was seeing things happen, and what's going on, and especially inside the state of Delaware, where the prisons are really a profit. It's about profits, and it's about bringing labor in for cheap. So we have a lot of laws that are on our books that are literally designed to trap people into jail who, for something very, very minor on the grand scheme of things. So, you know, and it seems to me that that's, you know, literally what our prisons are. So that was something that's extremely, that is something that's extremely important to me. That I wanted to, you know, that I'm like looking to have those changes made. So those were the two things that I would say were my big things that I was working on.
Okay. So tell me. So I like to ask what has happened to America as far as your opinion.
Is what has happened to America, in my opinion,
yeah,
been sold? We're, I believe we're sold. I remember 20, God, it's been probably 20 some odd years ago, and I remember seeing a commercial with, I think it was, her name was Barbara Mandel, and it was a clothing commercial that said, look for the Made in USA label. Do you have anything now with the Made in USA label? As far as,
No. Like, we
don't have that. And the products that we have, the everything that we have, none of it is made here. So realistically, how can we're surviving basically on service industry and not on, you know, not based upon the products that we're manufacturing. I think we lost our soul.
This is a good one. We got, okay. Yeah. We're gonna play one song and then we're gonna take some callers. So can we play Mayrith's song, Stacy, Mayrith's new song, real quick?
So what's the name of it?
Mayrith's new song I sent you.
I learned the hard way.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah, I'ma keep going harder. I feel it's basic. Where I'm from, it's harder. This shit be crazy. It's a lot of niggas lost in the system of missing faces. They got little babies that ain't even seen their faces. R.I.P. to all my people. I'ma ride to the end. Gotta watch your people. Some of your people may not fuck with you. I learned the hard way. I thought a lot of these niggas was riding, but they wasn't ready to ride. A lot of these niggas be talking about dialing when they ain't ready to die. You can catch me with them same people, ain't switching up. Different shit is doing different stuff. Getting money, trying to run it up. Trying to be in my bag, yeah, I be cutting up. You rather buy the Japanese, I'd rather give me a beanie. Run it, yeah, run it. I'ma keep going harder. I feel it's basic. Where I'm from, it's harder. This shit be crazy. It's a lot of niggas lost in the system of missing faces. They got little babies that ain't even seen they faces. R.I.P. to all my people, I'ma ride to the end. Gotta watch your people, some of your people may not fuck with you. I learned the hard way. I thought a lot of these niggas was riding, but they wasn't ready to ride. A lot of these niggas be talking about diving when they ain't ready to dive. Harder and harder and harder and harder, I'm coming. They telling me I'm gonna run it. Come from the heart with it, I be all in my business. I'm telling me I gotta kill it. Breaking the chains, I gotta give them the business. Can't let them be killing my spirit. Jumping, I'm jumping like Jordan. RIP, cause my little nigga, the struggle is real. But niggas not keeping it real, so I be chilling like for real. Only a few niggas, go get the money, deal with them. Bitches be calling, but I don't be falling for when they be wanting. Chill with me. Lost my main chick, cause bitches be jealous, she fell for the bullshit. Now I'm reloaded like four clips. Gotta watch the little niggas, they quick with the tips. Surviving the city, they say I'm the realest. I'm vibing with any, they give me the realest. I'm vibing with any, I know they gon' feel it. Surviving the city, they say I'm the realest. I'm vibing with any, they give me the realest. I'm vibing with any, I know they gon' feel it.
I'ma keep going harder. I feel it's basic. Where I'm from, it's harder. This shit be crazy. It's a lot of niggas lost in the system of missing faces. They got little babies that ain't even seen they faces. R.I.P. to all my people, I'ma ride to the end. Gotta watch your people, some of your people may not fuck with you. I learned the hard way. I thought a lot of these niggas was riding, but they wasn't ready to ride. A lot of these niggas be talking about diving when they ain't ready to dive.
Yeah, we back. That was Strokey. Joker, can we take the first caller?
Hello. Y'all can't hear me, right?
Yeah.
I can hear
you. What are you talking about?
This Strokey Bobby, man. You guys just got through playing my track. I was on with you guys last week.
Yeah, we got Kathy Masters on the Masters online. Almost.
Hey, how you doing? I was checking out what you were saying, and you speaking to the church with that one, man. And again, I appreciate you guys for having me, and I appreciate you guys playing my work as well.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for supporting the show. So what's going on?
Not much, man. I actually just picking the kids up from school. Everybody had a. Everything is productive, you know. Actually been networking and promoting. Like I said, I'm working with the clothing line. Everybody's building on it. So we're just taking everything one day at a time, man, trying to survive out here, man. Like she said, it's crazy out here. You know, the economy is kind of messed up. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, make ends meet the best way we can and what we know.
Yeah. Like at least we got this president out of office finally. Hopefully we just move on. He's a sore loser, you know what I'm saying? But change is coming. I see it coming. And I think that, like I said, a lot of people just really didn't have a choice. We really didn't have a choice, and we haven't had no choices in a while. For president, but you know, at least we got a woman that's a vice president that made history. So I think that's a big thing that change has come to America. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so we gotta get rid of this coronavirus and get people back on their feet, because a lot of people is gonna be losing their home, no job. You know, San Francisco, we got locked down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people don't care. People are just walking around. If you're going to kill yourself, go off by yourself and kill yourself. You know, what you do affect everybody else. I see there's a lot of people that's not wearing masks and doing the right thing. And you know, so I don't know what's really going on. America has really messed up to me. It's not the same America I was born into. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-mm.
I don't know.
Yes, it's crazy out here, man. Like I say, people losing jobs, you know, people dying off like left and right. My mom, she actually programmed for the funerals and stuff like that, and it's every day she telling me she gotta go do a funeral program for this person, or show this person a funeral program. Like, these people dying every day. Like, just
yeah.
Out the blue, if it's from corona or they just passing, like, you know, like I tell people, it's that time, you know, we living in those days, and it's best to just get everything right, you know what I'm saying, and cherish the people that surround you, you know what I'm saying, you know, you got to lose the grudges. A lot of people be holding grudges, don't want to swallow their pride, and reach out to people that they actually, deep down in their heart, they really love, they really want to work with, or they really want, you know, whatever the relationship is, and people don't like to, like I say, don't want to swallow their pride. Like, the next thing you know, they gone just like that. So, like, it's best to just, as you know, just try to build up as many people as we can. You know, like, you know, we spoke on unity last time, you know what I'm saying? I'm big on that. So, like, just building the right people, you know what I'm saying, for the team, you know, to stick around and go through the process of actually keeping things together. You know, like you say, we don't know what's going on as far as what we know, but all we can do is, you know, build and stick together and keep pushing, keep grinding, whatever we grinding at, like whatever our goal is, whatever our art is, like whatever our motive is, our plan, like we just have to stick with it no matter what. It's going to be down days, but, you know, like I say, ain't no road to success easy. You know, it's not smooth at all. But, you know, we learn from it. You know, we grow from it.
Yes, and there's only some words. Yep. Kathy, you had something to say?
I was saying, you know, that it's the, he was saying about growing in this situation. And in everything that we do, it's the hard things. It's like when we have to go through something that's really, really hard, and we're still fighting to keep everything all together, and we're doing what we need to do. Like, if we can make it through this, we're going to be able to make it through anything. And to know that you can still survive in your business and you're still moving things around and making things work, this is what turbulent business is. So the fact that we are kind of like on a ground floor level, you know, starting back over, because, I mean, we're all starting back. Like, we've had to rework how our businesses are, redo how we done business and basically reinvent, you know, like we're reinventing the wheel right now with all of this, because there's no going back to how there's no way we're going to be able to go back to how it was before. And a lot of what was before wasn't working anyway. So there's certain things about this that even though it's weird, like it's weird to think about being on, the, you know, like that you can't leave your house from 10 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning. But
right.
40 years ago, we never did that anyway. 40 years ago, we were in church on Sunday, and then you were at grandmom's for the rest of the day. Now, you know, you'd be lucky if you were went to church once in the year, and then you went and stopped and saw grandmom maybe once because you just had too many other things going on. But this has kind of really reset priorities for people. There's good and bad in all of it. There's good and bad in everything. The devil is always in the details, no matter what. So you just have to learn how to work with everything.
Right.
Work with what you're given.
Exactly. That's yep. exactly what I was like. What I was just saying, like, you got like a lot of people, you know, the ones that was they had it given before these hard times come along. Like they don't really know how to survive, and the ones that's been surviving all this time, they actually gaining, you know, because they've been prepped up for so many years, being down, trying to build, trying to find a way out, trying to find a better way for a better life. And, you know, now, you know what I'm saying, like, it's kind of helped them, you know, when they put out the stimulus and, you know, the unemployment and stuff. A lot of people used that wisely. Some didn't, some did. And a lot of them gained, like, R.P. to Nipsey Hussle. He said a long time ago that there's going to be a lot of big companies falling and a lot of small companies rising. And that's basically what's going on today. Like, it's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, have a lot of self-made business going on. They're not working for anybody anymore. They're building and gaining off their own products, their own creations, their own grind, you know, that they come up, you know,
right.
come up with themselves or with along with a team or whatever, however it was motivated or inspired, you know. So, you know, like I say, we're just trying to, you know, we're just trying to live, just trying to make the best of things instead of, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, a lot of people just – They complain about it, but, like, you know, complaining, you're not complaining to the right person, you're just making a bunch of noise. So,
right.
You know, so, like you say, we just, you know, trying to work through it because it's crazy out here, man. Like, right now, me and my family, we going through some stuff right now, you know, but, you know, we good. Like, the kids are still happy. We, you know what I'm saying, me and my lady, we stick together and make sure the kids still happy, they still comfortable, they still, you know, managing through all of this, you know, some virtual and, you know, school just been shut down. Like, you know, we got to make some more adjustments, you know, because we working with the schools. So now we got to make more adjustments with what we have going on the side that we have self-made to actually make ends meet to keep things afloat.
And, you know, you were saying about help. One of the things I always remembered, like, from taking the kids, you know, when my kids were younger, was the school teachers always wished that the parents were more involved in their children's education. And
right.
that was something that was, you know, they were saying, like, you know, the parents aren't involved. Well, now, realistically, the parents are involved because they realize that if they don't get involved, their children are going to fall behind. And if their children are falling behind, then guess what? You're going to be working till you're 80 to take care of your kids because they don't know how to take care of themselves.
Right.
So it's like if you don't step up to the plate now and start learning how to do things, then, you know, this cycle is going to – it would be terrible. So realistically, in a way, this has put a lot of parents in the position – to even realize that they can take care of their children, that they can educate their children. I never thought when my kids were little, I didn't have the self-confidence to think that I could have taught my kids. And now I have two books published and I've got a third one getting ready to come out. And I was like, what was I talking about? Like, I had all this. I just didn't have the self-confidence. But I believe everything that's going on, you know, you have, you're forced to step up to the plate. So you're, I think a lot of people are going to find out that they're a lot smarter than what they thought they were.
Right.
Yeah. But like I said, we're going to move on. I'm going to take some other callers. But thanks for calling, my brother. And we'll talk
no
to
problem.
You. So let us know where we can find you and everything before you go and everything.
You can find me. Type in my name, Stroky Bobby. It's Strokibobbi. And you can find me on all platforms with the music. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that stuff like that. Or you can just Google Stroky Bobby, and it'll lead you right to it. And I'm from Ruston, Louisiana. And I appreciate you guys. Shout out Black Eye Radio. You know what I'm saying? You guys have a good one. Happy holidays. Stay blessed up. Stay focused. Stay positive.
All right, my brother. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Appreciate y'all for having me.
All right. Can we take another caller?
209-915.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, May Rich. You already know what's going on.
Hey, what's up, May Rich? What's up? We got Kathy DeMathis on the line, an author and ordained minister and a former gubernatorial candidate for Delaware on the line.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just trying to make my day even better. Just waiting on my birthday.
So tell us a little bit about, give her a little background on you and everything. Let her know who you
well,
are.
So my name is Mia Rich. I'm 13 years old. I'm from Stockton, California. I started rapping when I was around 9. So, yeah, I've been rapping for a pretty long time. So, yeah.
You're 13?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
14 on Friday.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So are we going to play?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kathy.
No, I was asked. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah, we're gonna play his music later on before we go off the air. His new song. He sent me his new song. So tell us about your new song and your video.
Well, my new song is called Spiffy. I've been going to drop it for a long time now. I finally dropped it. I forgot what day I dropped it. But, yeah, I dropped it. I dropped the promo video. So, yeah. Y'all go check that out.
All right. So, what else is going on with you? Making any videos and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to get working on for my 50 video and all my other songs I don't have a video for. On Saturday, I'm going to have my birthday party, so it's just going to be lit on this weekend.
Yeah, well, happy birthday. So we're going to play your song before we get off the air. We're going to play your song. Yeah, but thanks for calling, and talk to you soon, and stay safe.
Okay, you too. I'm going to plug myself real quick. Y'all can follow me on all platforms, social media platforms, musical platforms under Mia Rich. MeirRich. Same for everything. Y'all go check me out. Check out all my new music and all my old music and all my new music.
13 years old, old music. That's funny. Oh, my God, that is amazing. 13 years old. That is so amazing. Kudos to you.
Yep. Can we take another caller?
Yo, yo, yo. It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan.
Hey, what's up, Carlito? We got my special guest on the line, Kathy DeMathis from Newark, Delaware. She was a former gubernatorial candidate for governor of Delaware. She's on the line.
Oh.
So we're talking a little bit of politics, too.
to talk about music. That's what I call you, though.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you so you was going to be you want to be a governor?
I was running to be governor to make the change. There's things that I really wanted to make changes with here in Delaware. And my plan was, you know, I thought, you know, as I was writing my books, that as I was writing that my plans would manifest. And then when the pandemic started, it was my opportunity to get on in, and I had an opportunity present itself, and I took it. So,
well,
had I won, I would have been. Thank you. So, had I won, I would have been the person that would have been freeing cannabis in the state of Delaware, but didn't happen.
Yes.
But my intentions were there.
Yes, but you know what? It's never too late.
It's not. I have 4 more years. I'll have to wait another 4 more years again. So we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens in these 4 years.
Yeah, that give you a good amount of time to execute and plan, you know? So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, you never, because whatever God put before you, you know, you never know the steps that we have to take to get what our blessing is. So, I mean, this just
and
might
that was,
been.
And, you know, when but, I got, I had a feel for how things work. This was my first step into politics. So I got to feel everything. I got to see what was happening. I see what I'm up against now, the machine that I am up against. So, you know, so I know moving forward that I have to write a different plan. I have to come about it in a different way in order for success to happen.
And
so
now, you know,
you
now
need to have
because
you need to have a baseline.
Definitely. Not because of your first time. Now your next time you'll have more insight. You know, and like I said, you know, you probably be able to execute your plan better with, you know, it all takes insight for us to move forward with whatever our endeavors are. So, you know,
correct.
You know, but, you know, for you to stand, you know, for you to step in, you know, fresh out the water. I mean, that says volumes, you know, kudos to you because, you know, a lot of people are scared to venture in uncharted territory. You know, even though they do want to make a change or they have a notion or, you know, they have a feeling of some way that they think they can step and do it. But a lot of people don't make that first jump, you know, and for you to do that. I mean, and on that type of scale, I mean, you know, that, you know, I take my hat off to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was a little. I didn't, once I made the decision, I didn't hesitate. And even all the obstacles that came my way, I didn't, and I had a lot of obstacles. And I didn't let I figured out a way to work around each obstacle. I created all my videos myself. I created videos for the whole entire party in the state of Delaware. So not only did I advertise myself, I advertised the other candidates. It wound up being I really realized how I could use social media to market
right.
in a way that I had never done before. And I wind up with 5 months. I only had 5 months to run. And I wound up garnishing 1.2% of the vote, which in Delaware turned out to be 6,150 people. So to really attract a I didn't think that was bad because I attracted about 1,200 people per month. So I didn't think that was bad on the grand scheme of things. To
6,000, you had 6,000 people that believed in you. So you know now you can change that 6,000 into 600,000 or however many you need to accomplish your task, right? So you can just take that premise and build that for a larger scale. You know, I believe you can do it.
Thank you,
because, you know, in politics, we need, you know, I don't go for parties, okay? I'm not Democrat, I'm not Republican. I go for what's best for the country, you know? So, you know, and you know, people think, you know, I'm biracial, so people think, you know, because I look, you know, black, so they think I'm automatically a Democrat, but I'm not. I mean, I grew up in a Democratic family, but as I got older, I realized that, you know, parties are just parties, but you have to look at the people who are actually running for office, you know, and those party affiliations, to me, really has no bearing on what the person is. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't, you know, just because you're Republican don't mean you're going to be this way, or just because you're Democrat don't mean you're going to be this way. It's how you are personally. You know, that's
right.
How you're going to be, you know. Go ahead.
No. Exactly, because I'm an independent, and this is what I really, truly feel, that we are moving in the independence, because it is time that we start looking at the candidates and not the party. And so many people, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, they're like, no, I'm Democrat, I vote Democrat. And it doesn't, and I was like, yeah, but are you looking at all the different things? Like, are you looking what each person is bringing to the table? And so many
right.
people are like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm a Democrat. I'm like, no, you were not. Look, you're born, whether you're born white, black, or a combination of white and black, or Chinese, that's what you are. But as far
right.
as a political party, that's a choice. You know, that's a choice
right.
people make. And
definitely.
And the more that we can start educating people on what is a choice and what is not a choice, you know,
right.
we didn't choose what color we come out, you know, like
right.
we didn't place that order. We didn't do that, but we can definitely make an educated decision and look at the candidates that are running and see what they're see what have they done in their past. And a lot of times, you know, we have people who are people who have been in politics for a long, 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 long time. And realistically, if you've been in politics for 20 or 30 years and things are still bad, you just might not be, you just
it's
might, like, if you couldn't figure it out in 30 or 40 years, what makes you think you're going to figure it out in the next four?
Right. Right. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I'll put it.
So I think
people
we need
asking,
to start looking outside of, we need to start looking outside of, and you know, and like looking at other categories and looking at, I'm a big fan of Dwayne. I so want Dwayne Johnson to run. Like, you have no idea how much I want Dwayne Johnson to run. And with what that man has done in his career and what he has done, he absolutely exemplifies this whole entrepreneur and, you know, and a self-made, you know, pull your bootstraps up. And that's who I want to see, you know, like that's the type of person who I want to see in the White House, you know, somebody who understands what it's like to build something from the ground floor up.
Right.
Not somebody who was handed something and.
Right. Right. And have temper tantrums like a child.
Right.
But
right.
Isn't this what this country is all about, independence? It's about independence from the beginning, right?
It's about independence.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. So we didn't follow the code then. We fell astray eventually because we went for independence. That's what I'm talking about, everybody building their own and having their own. And I think a lot of the problems would have been everybody's one person, there's only three people, one person's supposed to be rich and the rest is supposed to be poor. So how is that being independent? That's what I'm saying. So it's a lie. So this country
right.
was built on a bunch of lies. You know what I'm saying? So they were
America,
independent from the beginning. And we are not independent. It's one people that have all the money and the others that don't. And if you don't, you're at the bottom of the pile.
The American dream in reality is a nightmare.
It's a lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not,
yeah.
You're so right, because you don't even, like, the American dream is always buy a house, live in a nice
white
neighborhood.
White picket fence, two kids,
right,
a boy and a girl and a dog. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And it is so, literally, we sold our house. I did. When I was 20 years old when I bought my first house. And bought several houses over the years and did that. And literally, it's been less than 2 years now since I sold my house. And I literally, because it is a noose around your neck. It's
yes.
like you, It really truly is. It's like every time you turn around, it's a money pit. No matter what happens, and nobody builds an appliance anymore that can last longer than what it took you to pay it off. So you're
right.
In debt. Not only you're in debt to Whirlpool, they build a house where within 10 years your roof is falling off. So you got a 30-year payment on a roof that only lasted 10 years, a 30-year payment on an appliance that only lasted 5 years. That's a big scam. That is a major, major scam.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, you find an old home with an old appliance in it. That appliance is still working. That house should have – those appliances should last. There is no reason why people are paying – 30 years on a mortgage for appliances it frosts me, because we can build better, we just don't.
Right.
They don't give us better. They don't give us the options for better.
Because it's all about the money.
They give us the options to be in debt.
They want it to break down so they can get – see, they're steadily building their wealth while you're steadily building a hole.
Right. You're going in the hole.
Yeah, you're digging a hole while they're building the wealth, you know. So like you're going backwards while they're going upwards, you know. So
while
like,
they're going upwards, and there's no
right.
there, and we know. I mean, like especially like for a stove, you don't realistically to put a computer panel on a stove. No professional kitchen has a stove like that. They got regular burners, and those stoves will go for 30 years under intense work.
Right. Yeah.
But a home stove can't make a lasagna twice a
right.
year. You know?
Right.
And it is. We're in debt to them. And if we don't start to recognize this, and the thing about it is there's gotta be people out there who do recognize this, who do have the skill set to start making quality products and realize that there's still millions and millions and millions of people in this country that would pay for a quality product that they could at least count on that's going to last long enough so that once they've paid it off, they're not going to be in debt right again to another one. It's
right.
Things need to change, and I think what we're going through, all these conversations, it's because it's what we have to address. Like, we need to address it.
Definitely, we need a nationwide town meeting.
Exactly.
Nationwide, like, you know, I mean, it just, you know, because, you know, no matter where your demographic is, everything is still happening wherever you are. Wherever you are in America, the same thing is going on, no matter where you are. You
right.
know? And it's like, so, you know, if that's who needs. I mean, we as a people need to come together more. So then, you know, we will breed people that will make a change. You know, it's like, you know, if we're fighting amongst each other, what is that breeding? That's breeding more violence and fighting. It's not breeding love, you know, which what we need to make this nation better. It's more love. I mean, that's just
exactly. If you look at what our politics has been doing, if you follow things on Facebook, we're all arguing with each other. We're not coming to the table and talking about solutions. We're arguing
right.
over my guy's this or my guy's that or this one's that. I'm like, it's so frustrating because I'm like, we can have our opinions, but let's come up with solutions. Like, it doesn't. You mean, like, we can have opinions till we're blue in the face, but if we do not sit down and come up with a compromise, but we have turned into a society that we throw our marriages away if they don't work, instead of working
right.
out a solution to how do we, okay, like, how do we keep this together, but obviously each one needs to have their needs met, whatever those
right.
needs might be. So, you know, whether I'm an independent, but I used to be a Republican. So before I realized, like, some time ago, I was like, you know what? I'm only a Republican because my grandparents told me I was a Republican. I'm like,
right.
how do they know what I was? So I had to
right.
figure out who I was. And once I realized I was somewhere in the middle, I was like, okay, I'm in the middle. So it doesn't resonate to me to be on that side, and it doesn't resonate for me to be on that side, but I'm willing to sit at this table, and I'm willing to talk with you and go, okay, let's work out a solution. How do we get to where you're happy and I'm happy, and then we can move forward? And this is exactly what we need. This is so much what we need to do, because this fighting back and forth only is making them rich. Fighting back and forth in a divorce only makes the lawyers rich. When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn?
I'm from Michigan, and up here, you ride down the highway, you see divorce lawyers got billboards. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's like 1-800 get rid of your wife type thing, you know? And it's like, wow, you know? Like, one of the billboards has something like that. I don't want to know if it's get rid of your wife or get rid of your spouse or something, but it's like 1-800. And it's like just so disrespectful to the institution of marriage, you know.
It's programmed. I mean, I am somebody who divorced my first husband, but I'm friends with him now. I'm friends with him. We get along now. And I said to him a few years ago, we were talking one day, and I said, you know, had we been able to have these conversations back then. And been able to work out these agreements, work out these issues, we would have never gotten a divorce, because it wasn't that there wasn't love there. It was that there was control, you know, like there was control that was there. And usually people don't want to be controlled, especially if you're your own, you know, like if you're your own man or your own woman, you really don't want somebody else controlling you. If you were making your own money and you were doing your own thing, I especially do not want some man coming and telling me how to run my business. You know, I was like, I was doing fine without you.
Right.
I was like, don't tell me how to run my business. If you don't know how to run my, if you're not an expert in my business, don't tell me how to run it. And, you know, but so many of us, you know, we control, like we want to control something that we don't have any business controlling. And this is what we have to focus on. I believe this is one of the things we need to focus on, because you're right. That billboard, a billboard is advertising for you. So you're driving down that highway and you keep seeing that sign that says, you want to divorce your wife.
Right. It might subliminally set in at one point.
Right. It's and that's exactly what it's designed to do, is every day you're driving past that sign that's telling you, I'm here for you, baby. I'm here for you when you're ready to let go of your wife. And I'll get 60% of your pension. And I'm gonna take more money than what she will.
Right.
Don't say that anyway, we gotta move on. We gotta take some more calls.
All right.
So thanks, Lito. And no give
problem.
Us a little so tell us where we can find you. And everything.
Carlito 810 on all platforms. I got a movie out on YouTube. It's called Born on Tomato. I got a soundtrack. It's on Spotify, all major net platforms, iTunes, Tidal. I got two albums out under Carlito 810. I got one album out under Def OJ, DEF OJ. Check me out, Carlos Carlito Johnson on Facebook. Carlito 810 on Facebook, Carlito 810 on Instagram, Carlito 810 on Twitter, Carlito 810 on TikTok. So, check me out. My new movie out, Born on Tomato, is doing pretty good. It's a martial arts movie. It's a martial arts hip-hop movie. So, check that out. And check my album out, which is out right now, Born on Tomato, on the same day. Thank you so much, OML, for having me, as you usually do, man. I appreciate you. Shout out to Black Eye Radio. Shout out to Royal Quest Keisha. Shout out to Mr. Runtail down the bar. Shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to Black Tear. Shout out to you, to y'all. It was good talking to you. Kathy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good talking to you. I send prayers and all your future endeavors. Hopefully you can, you know, we need minds like you in politics. So hopefully in the next 4 years, you know, you regroup and you get the win. And I'm praying for that. And, you know, as always, pray for everybody. You guys have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, and see y'all next week.
All right,
thank
my
you.
Brother. Thanks, right. Man, for calling me.
No problemo.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kathy, sound like a thank you for calling in, and supporting the show. So give us a little shout out to what you're going to be doing before you go, and give you a shout out before we go off the air and everything. So
right.
Let us know what
Where you can, well, I want to thank you. I want to thank Angels. She was the one that hooked me up with you. And I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. That, like, this is incredible. Like, this is an amazing opportunity. And I thank you so, so, so much. You can find me. I have two published books right now available on Amazon, My Journey to the Center of Love, which is how I titled How I Learned to Love Myself and Not Lose My Husband. So it was how I basically brought everything back to the table and learned how to really have a conversation and say what it was that I wanted to do without having to walk away from a marriage. I didn't want another failed marriage. So it was what I had to do in order to be able to stand up for myself and keep my marriage intact. And my other book, which is called The Secret Life, The Stimulus Package, is literally my plan for jobs all around the country. It was what I wrote to try to it's about an all-inclusive cannabis-themed healing retreats where it teaches people how to learn to love yourself again and realize that you are incredible and that you can write your own life and change your life if you want to. That the secrets to that are here. We know how to do it. So you can find me on Amazon. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. And it was just an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak today. And, you know, I know I'm going to have to regroup and know and feel like where God's going to be leading me to do next and what's, you know, what's coming up for me in the future. And, you know, right now I've got my my book, the third book is with the public, with the editor right now. So when it's time, that'll come back dropping out again. And I'm hoping to go back on tour. I'm hoping to tour the country again.
Well, it's been an honor to have you on the show. Shout out to Angel. She's my girl. She's been supporting Blackout Radio for the last 5-6 years. We was there from the beginning back when Black Tear had his show back in 2006. So we family. You know, she's got some beautiful music out. So thank God for staying with Jewel. She has introduced me to so many important people in the music industry, all and everything. So I'd like to give a shout out to her too. But I'd like to thank you again for supporting
Blackout Radio. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I want you guys to have a very, very Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And I really am and blessings for prosperity to come to you in ways that you never imagined possible.
Thank you so much. And God bless you and your family and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, peace.
All righty, peace.
All right. Yeah, so this is RMF. We out. We talk to you next Wednesday. We're going to leave you with May Rich's song, Spicy, before we go. Can we play that song before we go off the air, Ed?
Yeah, 1 second, lowering it up.
So I'll talk to y'all next week. And we got another dope show, so we'll talk to you next Wednesday. This is RMF. We out.
Come with.
You could.